Well, thank you, choir, for singing about the apple tree. It's a blessing unto us. Sermon title today, of course, is about the message, Jesus giving us peace unto us. The words of Jesus. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. My peace I give unto you. Why do I remain a Christian? I raise that question so you can also think about it yourself, for you. Accepting the calling of God into the set-aside ministry and following Jesus Christ, why do I remain in that world, in this world? In a large part, in a very large part, it is because of the simple words of the resurrected Jesus. Peace, peace be with you. Jesus and his disciples had just been, as First Peter declared, tested by fire. The cross had been carried by the Messiah. The divisions within the Jewish world had been heavenly exposed. Heavenly exposed. The Romans and the believers in other gods had demonstrated their monstrative power. Within that context comes not the next Messiah and a revolutionary leader with masses ready to follow him, carry on a great war, but one person, a one-person resurrection, portraying, as 1 Peter infers, the power of God. God could have exercised power in so many ways as a response to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He could have had those thousands of believers and those 10,000 who were there for the march into Jerusalem and put down the palms. Could have had them carry on a riot. No. God made the resurrection a quiet, small event for a select few to begin with. And those words were from the power of God. Simple, living response, peace be with you. It was a response carried unto the potential believers. The woman who loved and followed Jesus and his teachings. Of course, it was minus Judas, the traitor. The 12 apostles were part of it, and the hundreds who Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Today, I come to you who are the church and those of us seeking spiritual hope and spiritual peace, declaring that you accept the spirituality of the resurrection of Jesus and the peace it brings forth into life and into the world. It's easy for us today to enter into the discussion about the resurrection being real or unreal with those like Thomas on an earnest journey looking for proof. Such discussion is legitimate, but has the risk of moving out of the spiritual realm. It is only within that realm that peace be with you, can enter into your heart and your soul. In today's world, we both individually and collectively so desperately need the gift of peace be with you. We have to let the gift of peace be with you into our lives, that we are more ready to face the challenges of the world. Today, of course, one of those challenges is the environmental dangers and the environmental disunity. The divisions of those who place the earth and its future first and those who place profit first. I state on this environmental Sunday, there's no justice and peace without unity on environmental issues. In addition to the need to work on issues and support our tree-hugging organizations, that's a good word to me, we need to look and discover the opening of the windows to let the gift of Jesus, the peace be with you upon us. And this is the example I use today as we look into ourselves and into our world about peace and the gift given by Jesus. Most of you by now have learned my faith history related to social, political, and justice issues. I've participated and organized many demonstrations, marches, and actions for good causes around this nation that I believe are such good causes. One that I follow the last couple years is to protect the Bristol Bay of Alaska. I've never been to that special place or that great state of Alaska. One of those on my bucket list. But I've listened to my friend who has said if the pebble mine in Bristol Bay is permitted to be built, yes, it will be the largest open gold and copper mine in the world. In the bay, it will put at risk thousands of jobs, the spawning grounds for almost half the wild sockeye salmon that are left in the world, and Alaskan native villages that have been on the same sites for over 50,000 years will be jeopardized. I seemingly regularly give you a name of someone who's been a leader in our nation, in our world. Today it is an organizer, environmental leader, an Appalachian hero, and a great folk artist, playwright, and his folk songs are noted and well known. His name is Cy Conn. A couple years ago, Cy and I were having lunch, and he said to me, I've retired, and I'm not going to go out and raise money for causes anymore. I'm going to focus on playwriting and singing songs and not organizing. He said, except one thing. I said, what's that? He said, I just got invited to go to Alaska on this thing about this mine being built in Bristol Bay. I don't know if you've heard this on the news. It's been on the news at different times. And he said, so I'm going. So it's been 2 years he's been in Alaska in his retirement. And he was 70 just a few days ago. And people around the nation sent emails, and his wife asked him and his organization, what size would you like for your 70th birthday? And he said, I want to raise $70,000 for the people of Bristol Bay. So, on Easter Sunday, the son of the Jewish rabbi, they had a big party for him on the East Coast so that he could raise that money and sent my money in to support the cause. But you know, I know one thing about him. The peace of God is in him. Even though he's a sincere follower in the Jewish faith. But the peace of God is in him to work with the world. Jesus gave the gift to all of us. Yes, as Christians, but all of us who are willing to accept it. Peace be with you. Is unlimited and not saved only for we Christians who walk with and follow in the steps of Jesus. Of course, if you knew who I've been sharing about, and if he didn't tell you, you would know he wasn't a Christian because he could quote any scripture in the Bible and sing any hymn. A couple weeks ago, I received a copy from a friend from the UU Church, the Unitarian Universal Church from West Virginia. It's a statement of one of the, going now from a Jewish friend, from a Muslim, Islam, imam in West Virginia. An imam is equal to the Christian clergy or the Jewish rabbi within their faith. The statement is in regard to civil dialogue among faith groups. It is commendable when one reads of hateful friction among faith groups in America and indeed in the world. To me, this seems applicable to issues like environmental divisions of where we need unity. But all of our need for civility. Here's what he says. The imam. I see a number of reasons why religious dissension arises among these are lack of emphasis of love, justice, and equality in religious communities. Insistence that one's own religion is the absolute truth, when historically newly sprouted religions have copied many of the customs and beliefs of their predecessors. Looking on people of other faiths as heretics. Lack of recognition that faith and culture are thrust upon one. We don't choose where we're born. Of course, we can choose sometimes to go to another direction, especially in places like America. And then he says, lack of recognition that we are all God's children, irrespective of one's faith or lack thereof. We share a common humanity. A cultural redisposition to want to be of the dominant tribe. Hence, those who are not part of this tribe and who are different are looked down upon. The imam has given us the gift of peace be with you. It's within him. By the way, I knew the previous imam at the Islamic Center in Charleston very well. His name was Jamal. In his closing celebration, I teased him and said, I know the meaning of your name because one of the Zugbi boys have the same name and it means beautiful. So he decided to leave West Virginia and go back to Syria. So his children could experience being raised in the Middle East as well as knowing America, and of course all the friction and civil war broke out in Syria. And after losing many family, he was finally able to return back to the United States and find some safety. While our world is glued to the search for scientific evidence, valued technology solutions, and the abuse of power, we need to spend more time in the healing process of both individuals and all of society. You may recall back in 2005 and 2006 when the Muslim cartoon controversy sprung forth. A number of controversies around the world happened with that publishing in magazines. And it was just putting out 12 cartoons in one publication it was a Danish publication. The newspaper announced that this publication was an attempt to contribute to the debate about criticism of Islam and self-censorship. Muslim groups in Denmark complained, and the issue eventually led to protests around the world. Do you remember those? They were all over the news. People became frightened. I was invited to address the issue at the Islamic Center in West Virginia. I went and I concluded my speech to a full house with an apology to the Islamic community in Charleston and to all Muslims in the world. Tears of joy came to the eyes of many present. I said this: with whatever my authority in the Christian world is, I apologize on behalf of Christianity. Well, I knew the women there in the Islamic Center were not allowed to even, their tears were rolling down their eyes, but I knew they weren't allowed to hug me, much less they couldn't even shake my hand. That's against their rules. But they all wanted to be touched. The imam was so pleased that I realized that I had given the gift of peace be with you to this controversy, at least within West Virginia and perhaps throughout the Muslim community. It is Easter. The resurrection of Jesus is upon our minds. May the gift of peace be with you. Be carved out within the depth of your soul. Most religions, at their core, emphasize goodness, sharing justice, etc. But many practitioners of a given religion, including Christianity, seem to ignore these qualities and take an alternative route, leading to dissension and even hatred. Most issues within the world, including environmental ones, face the same dissension. So I conclude with these gifts. We so desperately need to receive the gift. Peace be with you. As you face your daily routine and work and your family, and will you exercise the gift? As you turn on the news by radio, TV, or internet, may you discover ways to share the gift. As you experience the road rage person in the vehicle near you, may the gift sing within your heart. As Grace UCC Church seeks to be a servant to those in need within the community, such as what we mentioned in the announcements, simply assisting Westside Elementary School, may the gift fulfill you and just touch them in some way. As we depart this day to serve the resurrected Lord, may you carry the gift to wherever you go. I've brought some huge world problems to the attention of it, but it also touches within each of us in our daily lives. So the Gospel of John, chapter 20, as we declared it earlier. When it was evening, and on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear, and Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace, peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands, showed them his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." There's a lot of power in the peace. Oh yes, the power of God has been granted unto all who follow the resurrected Jesus. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. My peace I give unto you. Amen.